Do you live in Runnymede? Want to help shape our community? At Runnymede Borough Council, we're launching our new Citizens Engagement Panel. Sign up now to our pilot scheme. Find out more at runnymede.gov.uk/CEP. Make your voice heard, because in Runnymede, you matter.
Brooklyn's Radio.
Right, in the studio we have Jeff Pops. Hi Jeff, how are you doing today?
Fine, thanks.
Oops. Right, now Jeff...
Yes.
Wrote a lovely book called When the Moon Was White, and I'll just read you a little bit off the back. Samuel Thwaite is looking for a place to put his stamp on. He chooses Goodmews, a laid-back American town known for its bright moon, and persuades the residents to let him establish the world's first moon centre. Now, this is set in the 1960s. Specifically, what year would that be?
Well, the book starts in spring of 1965, and it lasts for 2 years until July 67.
And it was all to do with the space race, but a lot of it also is the lovely town of Goodmews, which, now, you're American, but you lived in England a long time, and Goodmews is sort of, there's a strong English accent going on through there, isn't there? So where did the idea of this whole thing come from for you?
Well, like you say, yes, I've been in England for 35 years now, so that's imbued whatever Americanism I have with all things English. And this book is written for an English audience, but it does take place in America. And the idea came from one day I walked outside and saw the moon and thought, if somebody wanted to try to besmirch that, I think I might want to try to do something about it.
That's a very unusual idea to have, yes. Good word, besmirch. Paint is what you actually came up with, wasn't it, in the book?
Painting? Yes.
Yes, paint. Yes, yes, yes. Now, so...
Yes, you're right. Besmirch is a more gentle word. Paint is the actual stuff. Yeah.
Right, so it's set in the 1960s, so it's a combination of American hometown and English sense of humour, with the road names and the shop names and all that kind of stuff. And it's sort of, I could imagine you sort of sitting there and writing it and just enjoying the quirkiness and the oddness and the ideas coming to you. Was it really like that? Because I mean, every author seems to be just completely different in the way they work.
No, I think when you said that to me earlier, I nobody has said that before, but it's very true. It was 9 years of indulgence, really, playing with words and thinking how to create this town and play with this plot. So I loved it. Yes, I did.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. Some authors seem to struggle with the writing, which is... And then they still do it. And yet... But so you enjoy it, you indulge it. That's lovely.
Yeah, I've never had writing block, as people talk about. I just worked at it and liked doing it all the time. And if that came through in the reading,
it
great.
Does.
Thanks.
It does. It absolutely does. Yeah, it does. It comes through that you love what you're writing about. You're enjoying what you're writing about. Yeah. Now, when I was reading some of the characters, like Samuel. So Samuel is a sort of a person that you can admire his work ethic and determination, but also he's not a very nice person. Do you actually know a Samuel in real life?
I've had a few bosses that I think I got some thoughts and ideas from to put them into Samuel. But I think all the characters are me to some degree, and his punctuality and need to get things just right is probably a bit of me, but he's the sort of person that I wouldn't want to be in my rock band, for instance. He does rub me the wrong way, and hopefully sounds like he rubbed you the wrong way too.
Yeah. Go on, tell us about the rock band.
Oh, I played in one in the late 60s. That's yep. About as much as there is to say. We did music from the 60s, and because that's when I grew up, that's the sort of music that is referenced a lot in the book, and the characters and the town seem to have this music coming out of their ears and speakers all the time. Yes.
Give us an example of the music.
Well, there's like To Love Somebody. It happens to be one of the songs, but there are songs about the moon, quite a few of them, in this moon center that you mentioned earlier. The world's first moon center is in this town, and It has lots of moon poetry and moon song lyrics, like of Moon River up on the wall, that type of thing. And there's various references to other songs in the 60s, like by the Byrds and Jackie DeShannon and Creedence and a lot of the Beatles.
I was just thinking there's a strong romantic attachment in talking about the moon, because, you know, you can talk about it in very technical terms, astronomy terms, but there's also the romantic side of the moon, isn't it, which comes through in the music.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I researched all the factual moon stuff. I spoke to people who are physicists and engineers and color scientists. But my feeling for the moon, just like you say, is a more hopefully poetic feel. And one reviewer said it's like a love song to the moon, or a love poem to the moon, is what she said.
Your book. Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah. So I think, yes, even though I am quite sure I got the facts right, that's what I tried very hard to do, it's more of I think it's more romantic in the way you say.
I remember watching live the Neil Armstrong landing on the moon. I mean, I was only a very small little kid at school, and we sort of like all told to go into the big room where there'd be a TV, and we didn't really know what was going on then, watching the moon landing.
But I just recall in the States, when I watched the moon landing, I think it was in the afternoon. It must have been quite late here. Is that right?
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah. I think it would have been late at night, or even the next day, I think. It might have been the 21st of July in England, but the 20th of July in America.
Yeah.
I think so. But you watched it live, as far as you recall.
As far as I remember, it could have been a recording, I suppose, if the time was outside of school hours.
So
it's just a nice thought. It's a very vague thought, because I was only little.
The book ends in July of 67, 2 years before the moon landing. So it was an attempt for this villain to try to make his mark on the moon before NASA actually got there, because he'd been fired by NASA.
So tell us just briefly the story of the book, because I sort of jumped into it without giving the listeners a brief intro.
I guess in one sentence, it's the moon was white, and one man wanted to change that. And in four sentences, it's a story that takes place in the 60s in a small town in America that's known for its bright moon. And this man decides to take advantage of the town. And he sets up this moon center, which NASA takes over. But he gets too big for his britches, and NASA doesn't want him around anymore. So he thinks he'll try to get back at them by painting the moon. And just what happens towards the end is one of the people who work in the moon center discovers this secret plan, but he doesn't know what he should do, because he signed an oath of secrecy and he feels he should always tell the truth.
Did NASA actually do anything along the lines of moon centers in those days, do you know?
I never, in my research, I never saw that they ever did set up anything called a moon center. Not that I know of. There's a lot of towns with moon names, but I've never come across another moon center, no.
Oh, interesting. I know generally in America, whenever there's a space event, they try to get schools involved, children involved in various projects and things like that, which sounds a great idea. But moon centers, maybe they never did.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And the fact that this one is mainly for, poetry and songs, but then there's also this geology section. So if there were a moon center, I think it would be much more technical and more under, NASA auspices of wanting to be more focused on the realities of the moon. So this is sort of an off-kilter moon center.
Yeah, it is interesting that a lot of countries are planning to go back, and private companies planning to go back to the moon. And last week, there was a landing on the moon. Unfortunately, it landed sort of upright and then fell over.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, as you say,
unfortunate.
Yeah, no, it's still very difficult. And, you know, NASA says they'll get some people back there by 2027, but who knows? It's still not an easy thing to do. But a lot of people are trying, like you say, continually.
Yeah. Right, let's go back to the quirkiness, because I love the quirkiness in the book, and that's where I assume that's your sense of humor coming through. Shop names. I loved some of the shop names.
Thanks.
Sorry for any inconvenience, your local convenience store. That really got me, that one. I think there was one called Mollycoddle Shop. I tried to find it back in the book to see what it said about it. I couldn't find it. Did I imagine that? Or was there really one called Mollycoddle Shop?
Yes, there is a shop called Mollycoddle with sweets and cushions and comfort type stuff, and it makes this character think of this word that he invents called mummy cuddle. But there is a Mollycoddle shop on the main street in Goodmuse. Yeah.
What's your favorite shop name?
Sorry. I don't know. There is an antiques shop that I think. Yeah, what is the name? I can't actually.
You haven't read the book recently.
I am. I look at it a lot because I put lots of Instagram quotes with pictures and things on the net. So I do look at it quite a bit. I don't recall the other name. I do like Mollycoddle as a shop. I'm sorry.
And it is a nice word, and it is very like mummy cuddle.
I might think of the name of the other one if I do. Yeah. If I don't, I don't.
Now, I liked all the characters in the book. Sam was a bit annoying at times, but then he was meant to be annoying. Bano is a difficult character to sort of place because he's sort of like really boring, but has a deeper side to himself and finds out things he shouldn't and doesn't tell people, but does tell people. So it gets complicated.
Yeah, thanks. He is this character who's the guard in the Moon Center, and he's just come there for a job, and he likes the job because all he has to do is sit there and keep people behind the yellow lines. And he sort of tries to make a friend with one of the other people who work in the Moon Center, and they both enjoy 60s music, and that's about as far as they get. Then one day when he does discover this secret plan, he can't work out what to do. And he finally decides a way to try to tell people about it without making it explicit.
Mm.
But he's troubled, and at some points he's not really too sure if he wants to go on.
Yeah, complex character. Right, if anyone wants to read a book, how do they do that? Where do they find it?
I guess, thanks. It's on Amazon and all sorts of other places, but my website is www.jeffprobst, J-E-F-F, probst.co.uk.
So if anyone wants to get in to contact you,
there's a contact page there. And yeah. There's also this little Instagram camera on the site if somebody wants to see what's on the Instagram site with all these pictures and stuff. Most of the pictures are from around where I live in North London. That's what gave me the ideas for lots of the scenes in the book.
Right. Without giving too much away, we can say that, as you put it, somebody wants to paint the moon to make their mark, to show something radically different, which you might think is a big job. I mean, you can't really hire a team of painters to go up to the moon and sort things out for a couple hundred square miles. But they do find a way.
They find a way to make that attempt, yes.
Make an attempt, yeah.
And as my engineering consultant said, it's not about to happen, but it's not out of the realm of possibility.
It isn't. Thanks very much for coming in today, Jeff. I wish we could talk longer, but we've got to go straight into the news now. Been lovely to see you.
Thank you, Dave, very much.
Brooklyn's Radio.
Do you live in Runnymede? Want to help shape our community? At Runnymede Borough Council, we're launching our new Citizens Engagement Panel. Sign up now to our pilot scheme. Find out more at runnymede.gov.uk/CEP. Make your voice heard, because in Runnymede, you matter.